It is Personal Finance Wednesday. The Federal Reserve is set to release its latest decision on interest rates at the top of the hour, and a cut is expected. Let's discuss how it will affect consumers. We welcome Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Welcome, Craig. And one of the things I'm wondering about is, could an interest rate cut spark more house shopping? That would be a much needed boost to in the arm for that industry.
Pretty darn sure that anytime we talk changes in Federal Reserve policy, raising or in this case lowering interest rates, it's got far-reaching effects. And you just hit on one of them, which is we lower the cost of that monthly mortgage payment by dropping that interest rate. All of a sudden, a couple more people are motivated to move from the rental market to the ownership market, or people just might upgrade from that starter house to the next one. And that's a definite what I call windfall and tailwind for everything in housing, from mortgages to retail stores like Home Depot, the whole rest. It's all interconnected.
So could we see a lot of advertisements from banks for the existing homeowners to refinance?
You know what? I think what's going to happen here is, you know, you look back real quick. We've had 9 interest rate hikes since 2015. And where a lot of this has been felt is, I don't know that people are going to be running to refinance 30-year conventional loans, but I do believe there's an awful lot of borrowers out there that have home equity lines of credit, that they have seen those HELOCs move up about 2 percentage points in the last couple of years. That's where people are going to be looking to focus to save some money on those HELOCs by maybe even combining a first and second mortgage together going forward.
What about credit cards?
Well, you know, credit cards here, you're going to see, you know, credit cards are always going to be tied to something called the prime rate, which is different than the Fed funds rate, but it's interrelated. And what I tell people to expect is it's going to take 30, usually closer to 60 days, before you see a marginal bump down in the interest rate or the APR in your credit card. And that's just because in the agreement, it allows the issuers of those cards to have a little bit of a lag. But it's definitely in the right direction for all forms of consumerism.
And Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer, Wealth Management Group, Inverness and